Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, nah, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Hey, welcome to Tuesday's show. Good morning, everybody. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Lunchbox apparently has entered the general contest to win a trip to Las Vegas.
That's right. You've been talking about it. All I had to do was record the jingle of the general and put my own spin on it. You'll fly me and a guest to Vegas.
Boy, here he goes.
And I get to see you guys. But a free trip to Vegas, I was like, hey, they never said I couldn't win.
That's true.
So By the way, a rocker version.
This is not a commercial, but you can't win. You can't.
Nope.
You can't be part of the show because we have to vote at the end. You be voting for yourself. So if you're listening, all you have to do is sing the general's jingle, which is...
For a great low rate, you can get online, go to the general and save some time.
You can do however you want. You can do it in a foreign language, do it opera. All right. Here is Lunchbox's version of the conti. Go ahead.
For a great low rate, you can get online, go to the general and save some time!
Wow. Screamo. That is different.
Yeah.
Because that can't be entered officially. Because you can't win the contest. But a listener could do that. So the General Insurance wants to send you to Las Vegas to meet Eddie and I, the Raging Idiots. It's just a trip. We'd love to send you the whole thing. It's not some boring enter to win. So you know that jingle. So all you have to do is go to BobbyBones.com. It's up there. You can send it in. Eddie, you have one too?
I do have one. Well, I've kind of already won since I'm going to be there.
Yeah. All right, let me hear Eddie's.
For a great low rate, you can get online. Go to the General and save some time.
Doesn't that sound legit?
Yeah, it does sound
like
legit.
It could be a real commercial.
That does sound legit.
Stop, mine could.
You being a hater?
I mean, if you like that type of music, if you like rock music, I'm your guy.
Okay. You should put lunchboxes over some of that.
Oh, yeah.
Hardcore.
Yeah, we'll play it later. We'll see how that sounds. Glad everybody's here. Thanks for waking up with us. I was at Dancing with the Stars last night. Crazy night. It's just fun to go back and see everybody. You know, I have a podcast called The Bobbycast, and my guest recently was Ken Burns, who put together that whole country music documentary. And the documentary is 16 hours long, over 8 episodes. It's fantastic. But I asked him, I want to talk to him about Dolly Parton, and I asked him about Dolly Parton and Porter Wagoner, because that's how she came up. He hired her, and she was like his sidekick on his show. That's who she wrote I Will Always Love You about, because it wasn't a love song. It was, hey, I gotta go. Like, you're holding me back. Mm-hmm. Because he was. And so here is Ken Burns talking about Dolly Parton and Porter Wagoner.
At the same time as his star was fading, hers was rising, he tried to hang on to her. And, you know, when you find out why she wrote I Will Always Love You, it's a declaration of independence, and it's a really, really beautiful moment in the history of country music. And though Whitney Houston's version is considered the big breakout one, I don't think you'll ever hear Dolly's the same again. She's spectacular, and to me...
And, you know, Dolly in the documentary talks about going to him and going, hey, I know you're not going to let me go. And there was like threatening lawsuits. And she was like, I wrote this song. Here, I'm going to sing it to you. And he sings it. She sings it and he goes, fine, you can go. I'll let you out. But you have to let me produce the song. And so then he produced the song. And the end.
Wow.
Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
And then I asked Ken Burns about Garth Brooks starting out in Nashville, because a lot of this at the end is about Garth Brooks and how massive he became. Here's that.
He hears music on the radio and he says, I want to do that. He fixes his sights on Nashville. He goes there. He's turned down by every record label and ends up, you know, basically with no options. And he's at the Bluebird Cafe and he's playing. And one of the record executives who turned him down that week says, the reaction of the crowd here is pretty good. Maybe I'll give this kid a chance.
Yeah, it's cool. So check out the podcast with Ken Burns. That's the latest episode of the Bobbycast. I would love it if you checked it out.
Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
It is now time for our fantasy draft of lead singers. So that's it. That's the rule. Lead singers, fantasy draft. As we went on the air, I heard Morgan number 2 whisper into the microphone and go, I'm bitter. You did finish last.
Yeah.
In the last, you cannot play this time.
I know. And Ray has my first pick.
And you will be able to vote online at BobbyBones.com on who you think's team is the best. Lead singers, Raymundo, you have the first overall pick. How are you feeling about this?
Really good. This is an easy one.
Your first pick was easy to you? Because
yeah.
I tell you, mine wasn't.
Yeah, it was a home run. I knew it right away.
Okay, Raymundo, your first pick in the lead singer draft is?
Justin Timberlake, NSYNC.
Dang it. Bye, 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 bye. Add that.
Wow, that's good. I didn't
that's
think about
really
that
good, and I didn't even put it on my list.
Dang, I had it.
Mine.
I know, me too.
Didn't even.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
Didn't even put it on my list. Raymond, that's a good one, dude.
Yeah!
Solid pick. Wow. So what we're going to do, though, is because these lead singers need to be known for who they are, just put the lead singer, no band.
Oh.
This is lead singer. Because if you go, that's just it. It's just lead singer. Raymundo?
Yes, Justin Timberlake.
Justin Timberlake. Okay. I'm up second in the draft. I'm going to go with, can I get some thinking music? I need my draft music up.
What are you going to go with?
Yeah, what are you going to go with?
Yeah, what are you going to go with?
There are a lot of them that are about the same.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Paul McCartney.
You dang son it. Of a...
Paul McCartney is my first pick overall from the Beatles. And you know what? Wings.
Sure.
Yeah, but we're just putting Paul McCartney.
All the above.
Paul McCartney. All right, Amy with the next pick in the draft.
Zac Brown.
Dang
oh
it.
Oh, my gosh, Amy.
Solid. A little pandering, but I get it.
Pandering?
Yeah, to the audience.
Yeah, I mean, sorry. Jams. Zac Brown band
I
all
forgot
the way.
We had clips for these, huh, Raymundo?
Yeah, I'm trying to scroll through all these. I got 40 clips.
Yeah,
up,
I know. My bad. I wasn't thinking about that. I was wondering why I was silent while I was sitting over here.
I was raising my eyes through the page, man.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to Lunchbox. Lunchbox, first pick in the lead singer draft.
Yeah, people love this band. They love him. I mean, he does a lot for the world. His name is Bono from U2.
My list is falling apart.
I didn't have Bono on my list.
Me neither, but it's good.
I didn't have Bono on my list. All right.
Oh, my gosh. I've got nothing.
Eddie, you have the final pick of the first round.
I do, and you guys took every single one of my picks except Justin Timberlake. But I'm looking at my list now. I'm going to go with Bon Jovi, John Bon.
I didn't have him. That's a pretty solid pick.
I mean, that's low on the list, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Most of my list hasn't been taken yet.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm surprised I didn't have Justin Timberlake. That's a big oversight by me. Okay. First round pick so far, Raymundo, Justin Timberlake, Bobby Paul McCartney, Amy Zac Brown, Lunchbox Bono, and Eddie Bon Jovi. All right. Eddie, back to you.
Okay.
First pick of the second round, the lead singer draft.
Oh. Struggling on this one, guys. But I'm going to go Darius. Darius Rucker.
From
Hootie and the Blowfish.
Right. I thought we didn't have to say the band.
We don't.
Well, no, we're just not going to write the band. You can say whatever you want.
Oh,
yeah. He's
I
a lead
you.
Singer.
Yeah. When we vote, we'll just vote on the lead singer.
Oh, man.
You feel good about that second
I do.
Round
it's
Darius
just, it was lower on my list. That's it.
Solid. I like it.
Lunchbox?
Huh. I mean... This dude's been around. His group is amazing. Dude sings like an angel. His name is Gary LaVox.
Oh, wow.
Good one.
Good one.
Gosh.
Amy?
Okay. Do we have any girls yet on this list? Because I feel like I need to throw a girl in here.
All right. Throw it out.
Beyonce.
Good one. Solid.
Good one.
I didn't even think of that one. That's a good one, Amy. I didn't even think of that one. That's a good one. Ah, I miss JT and Beyonce. Well, all right.
What you
lead
got?
Singer draft. I got some really good ones.
You do?
I have
a lot left?
Some monster ones.
What one did you have left? Tell us.
I'm looking at my list here, and I'm going to go Freddie Mercury.
Oh, that's
dang,
a good one.
I have him.
I'm going to go, as my second round pick, I'm going to go Freddie Mercury. Paul McCartney, Freddie Mercury are my two.
Good one.
And Queen, super relevant.
Yeah, still relevant.
The
just
movie.
Had a movie.
Yeah. Well, all right. Raymundo, your next pick.
Yes, I'm going with Randy Owens from the band Alabama.
You had to Google that for sure.
Man, that's going to be tough if you don't write the band name next to it.
That's why I didn't pick that. It's good as Alabama is.
That's going to be so hard.
Yeah.
Raymundo, you got another pick here. You get the first pick of the third round, lead singer draft.
Give me Steven Tyler.
Dang it!
That's a great one.
I was
debating Steven Tyler. Yeah. Great one.
Shoot.
Great one.
Don't want to miss a thing.
Back to you, Bones?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I, you know, I'm kind of rolling up with the old ones so far. I've got Paul McCartney and Freddie Mercury. Do I want to roll three deep on old?
No.
I mean,
classics. Legends, even.
Yeah, legends.
I think I'm going to go with Chris Martin.
Oh, great one. It.
Coldplay.
Good one.
Didn't even think about him. Missed him.
Wow, that's good.
I really... Can I, wait, do I have to commit? I want
yeah,
to
yeah, you already late. Picked it.
If late. You don't take it, then I will.
Bones, it's official.
It's official. It's like, wow. Yes. I can't, once the clip plays, it's done. Yeah. Okay. Oh, it's like you take your hand off the checker. Whenever you finish Martin and you stop, it's in. Yes. That's the rule on this, okay?
Okay.
It's now the Chris
so
Martin
now we
rule.
Know.
Yeah.
All right.
So if you stop saying it, if you go, Chris Martin, I want to change, you can change.
All right.
Okay. Chris Martin rule. Amy?
Okay. For my last one,
yeah.
I'm going to go with Adam Levine.
Hang it, Amy.
There were just some really good ones I think you could have picked.
Wow.
I did pick some really good ones.
Yeah.
Got me.
Zach Brown, Beyonce, and Adam Levine.
Your list is good, Amy.
Adam Levine,
thank you.
All right.
Are you kidding? Lunchbox? He's good.
Oh, boy. I'm in trouble. I don't know who to go with. I got a couple. I don't know if people like these people, though.
Play to your own heart.
Yeah, do what you like.
Do what you do.
Yeah, I'm going to play with... I'm going to go... with someone that is a legend. I don't have a legend. Well, I guess Bono's a legend. Yeah. I don't know if he's
a
legend.
He's kind of a legend.
So I'm going to go. Mick Jagger.
It's a good one.
Mm. Yeah.
It's a good one. From
Rolling Stones. I mean.
Eddie?
So good.
Well, he took one of my last picks. I only have one left. That's it. The only one left on my list is Stevie Nicks, Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, that's good.
I had that one.
Yeah.
That was it. I mean, I have nothing else after this.
Here are some ones that I didn't pick. Dave Grohl, Foo Fighters.
Yeah, which surprised me a little bit.
I have Kurt Cobain.
Good one.
Nirvana. The Steel Drivers lead singer, Chris Stapleton.
Oh, didn't think about that one.
I was debating with Chris Martin
done
about.
That.
Bones, you totally should have gone with that one.
I know. I would have changed it back if I could have. I didn't. I'm good, though.
Chris Martin rule got you.
Chris Martin rule got me. Hillary Scott from Lady Antebellum.
Good one.
And Shay from Dan and Shay. Would have been my entire list. Morgan, number two, who do we not pick that you would have picked had you been in the game this week? Anybody?
And you just said the two I would have, which would have been Shay or Dave Grohl. Those two would have been on my list for sure.
Well, don't finish last and you can play next.
What about Axl Rose? Was that too dated?
No.
That's a good one.
You picked Mick Jagger. Axl Rose is since him.
Well, I didn't know who was bigger, and so I went with Mick.
Well, Mick Jagger's definitely bigger than Axl Rose, but they're both.
You know what I had if I really, really, really needed it? Because I didn't know what y'all were going to pick. I almost really needed it. Bobby Bones.
I had that.
You guys had that?
I had Bobby Bones right there.
They just wiped you guys off.
Bobby Bones, Raging Idiots.
And there's a clip.
Yep.
That's funny.
And I had Natalie Maines.
Me too.
Oh, solid. Yep.
Me too. Should I have gone with her over Adam?
I would have over Adam.
Oh, I just was trying. Would you say playing to my... What'd you say?
You're pandering.
I was pandering.
Yeah, I felt like...
Begging.
Yeah, it's like you're playing to a certain crowd.
I love Dixie Chicks and Natalie Maines, but I didn't want people that are still bitter to not vote for me.
But the people, I would have said this as your third pick, the people that really loved it would have all voted for you. But who knows?
Yeah.
I think I picked a Dixie Chicks one time and I won that.
Yeah.
Oh, solid. Yeah. Okay.
Well, there you go. Go vote at BobbyBones.com. It's up. Our lead singer draft. First pick, Raymundo. Good job, bud.
Thank you. I like JT, baby. I knew that was
great
a
great pick. Yeah, that's a great
solid.
Pick.
Randy Owen, man. Good one.
Which, by the way, is a great pick, but if you don't write Alabama, some of the younger listeners aren't going to know.
They're not going to know, Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Raymundo, what you got?
In Maine, a building blew up from a propane leak. One firefighter was killed in the blast. The building was evacuated moments before because a worker smelled gas. In other news, 48,000 GM workers are on strike for higher wages. The strike could last weeks. And finally, prices are going to go up on gas. Experts say 20 to 30 cents in the coming days. In some places, it could get even higher than that.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Lunchbox, how old's your son?
He's a little over a year old.
And now time for a baby box update. Here we go.
Baby box update.
What's the latest?
Well, I want to give my son a rat tail because his hair is getting kind of long and he has the start of a little rat tail in the back. And I think it would be hilarious.
I don't hate it. I think it's fun.
I think it's so fun because this is the only time you can kind of have fun and control their hair. When they get older, they do their own haircuts. It'd be funny to have pictures of him with a little rat tail. And, you know, when he's like 18, busts up like, hey, look at your rat tail. And it's just, I think it's funny, but my wife is totally against the rat tail.
Have you guys had the conversation?
We had the conversation. She goes, I just think it's rude and disrespectful to be just, you know, playing jokes on our baby all the time. And
jokes.
Like, it's not there to, for you to do funny things. Like, he's there for you to love on and not make fun of. And I said, yeah, but part of it is getting humor out of your kid. Like, that's the point of being a parent. You get to laugh at your kid sometimes. And a rat tail, I mean, just imagine a little 1.5-year-old, because it's going to take a couple months to finish it off, walking around with a rat tail.
Would she let us vote here on the show, and we get to decide, without you in the voting, if the baby can keep the rat tail?
I mean, it has to. We do jury, like when we have arguments, we bring it into the jury and you guys decide. So I would assume she would have to stand by the jury's decision.
Well, let's just do it and then you can take it to her.
Okay.
Other than me, who I'm down with the rat tail. I think it's a funny idea. I'm going to be one vote yes on the rat tail. Amy?
I feel like I'm going to have to side with his wife on this because I know y'all are all going to vote for it. So it's fine. I'll team wife, no rat tail.
Okay. Team lunchbox or team wife? Morgan, number two. Should the baby have a rat tail?
I mean, I think it's harmless for a while. So, yeah, team rat tail.
Team rat tail. Eddie?
It's hair. And you can cut it when it gets old. But I love the idea of a rat tail.
I mean, look,
and
it's starting to grow like you got a little...
And Lunchbox is right. This kid's going to appreciate later in life when he looks at the picture. He's like, look at this picture of me with a rat tail.
Well, rat tail now, mullet in 3 years. Lunchbox is going to have a 5-year-old with a mullet. Raymundo, rat tail or no rat tail?
Yeah, it seems like Lunch is the type of guy that would have a kid with a rat tail.
Seems like Lunch is the type of guy that have a rat tail still.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all should.
You should
match.
Grow one out with them.
Yeah.
No.
Why not?
I don't get the adult rat tail, but as on a kid, it's funny. It's funny to look at a kid and be like, oh, he's got a rat tail. That's hilarious.
Well, 4-1, rat tail.
All right.
Pass the results over to your wife.
I will take it to the wife and I will get the verdict because, I mean, it is starting to form and it is in the perfect spot at the bottom of the... Oh, man. It's rat tail, dude. Yes.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Let me go talk to Jenna in Wichita, who's on. Hey, Jenna.
Yes.
What's happening?
Oh, not much. How are you guys? Morning, studio.
Morning.
What do you want to say?
Well, my husband and I are having a debate, and I've been going to the same hairstylist for about 13 years, and he is at a point where he is willing to pay for me to go see somebody else and is trying to convince me to do so. And I just wanted to know what you guys thought about that, if Wait. I should let him convince me.
So what's the backstory, though? Why does he want you to change?
Right.
So I go back and forth between blonde and brunette, and whenever I am blonde, I'm sure Amy understands this, but being blonde does a lot of different damages to your hair, so I have to get it trimmed frequently, and he's just under the assumption that every time I go, I just go in there to get a haircut, and he just hates how she does it.
Oh, he doesn't like it.
I love her. I've been going there for a long time, obviously, but he's just really, really wanting me to change.
Because he doesn't like the hair.
He doesn't like how she does it.
But does he have someone else in mind?
Not really. He keeps saying, well, let me find somebody for you. I'll even pay for somebody else to do it.
But do y'all not share money as a couple? Like, do you pay for things separately?
No, everything is the same. It's just kind of his way of saying, like, I'll do the homework, I'll do the research and find somebody else for you to do so that you can have your hair the way that I like it.
I imagine some loyalty to her, though, from you. Because I know my hairstylist, I've had for 6 years, and I love her. I mean, I can go in, I'm comfortable. Like, how do you feel about that?
That's exactly how I feel. I mean, that would be something that if I did decide to do that, that would be so heartbreaking for me to have to do and say, you know, I'm not going to come to you anymore because I'm just going to side with my husband and go see somebody else. You know, that whole story would just break my heart. So it's that fine line between, do you do something that, you know, your husband wants you to do, or do you stay loyal to your hairstylist?
Well, okay. I have an opinion first.
Okay, go.
I will say that I understand the loyalty on both sides, to the husband and to the hairstylist. However, I think it all boils down to, do you still feel like she's doing the quality that you need on the head that you have?
Absolutely. Every time I leave, she does exactly what I want her to do. There was one time that it didn't quite work out, but I think that it was just one of those things that was challenging for her to make work the way that I wanted it to. And he, when I came home, he was like, do not go back to her. Like,
the one
he
time.
Hated it. He absolutely hated it. Yes.
Okay, Amy, well, my thing is, if she still loves it, I think it's a, I think she stays if she loves it. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I would just say, like, for me and my husband, he does not like my short hair at all. He wants me to grow it back out. But right now, I'm loving my short hair, and I keep keeping it short. And every time I come home from my hair person, he's like, did you get a trim? And I'm like, just a little bit. And he doesn't like it. But guess what? It's my hair. So you got to do you. I mean, I'm sure that you look great no matter what. Our husbands are just being oddly picky.
Lunchbox?
You got to respect your husband. You married your husband. You didn't marry your hairdresser. And if your husband says, hey, this bothers me, I want you to go somewhere else, you have to respect his wishes. You're not going home to the hairdresser. You're going home to your husband. Happy husband, happy house.
Is that a saying?
It's a happy house.
Could you tell your husband, though, hey, I don't want you to go to, like, where do guys go
all
the time?
Oh, well, see, this is
Hooters.
The thing.
Hooters, exactly, Eddie. High five.
Would he be receptive to you changing one of his habits? Because you could trade. You literally could find something that you don't love him going to and trade. Like, hey, okay, I'll do it, but you have to not do this anymore. And if it's equal, then great.
I think that's a great idea.
So my suggestion would be, first of all, if it makes you happy, you keep going if you're happy.
Right.
That key, number one. However, if you're like leaning toward the husband, fine, but make sure he gives a little something in this too. From my experience with marriage, it's all about compromise.
It is.
How long have you been married, Bones?
Never many years. But that's my experience. I always hear it's about compromise. So you don't just give up and get nothing out of it. Either you stay and do for you, or if you do decide to leave, which is going to stink because you have to go tell her, hey, I got to go to somebody else, then you have to make sure he is doing something to make your life better. Thoughts on that, Amy?
I appreciate that.
I think that sounds pretty good.
Okay. I think court has been dismissed. Jenna, thank you for calling. Hope you have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. There we go. Boom. Bobby
Bones. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Jason Aldean announced his 2020 We Back Tour. The first leg starts January 30th in South Carolina with special guests Morgan Wallen, Riley Green, and DJ Silver. Carrie Underwood addressed that whole belief of everything happens for a reason.
Sometimes I feel like it's on us to make something good happen out of something bad. Well, all the time I think that. So I don't think things happen for a reason, but I think we can find purpose in things happening and we can turn them into something good.
Kip Moore is on the road right now, and there's a video making the rounds on social media of him at a recent show. He told the crowd that he promised his mom he'd be a father within 3 years.
I said, I'm trying to give you one within 3 years, okay, mama? I'm getting closer. I'm just not quite there yet, but I'm getting closer.
I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Right, this kid named Michael's a freshman in high school, which is the lowest, ninth grade in high school. That stinks.
Because
you're in there with all the seniors.
Yeah.
That's tough. It's tough anyway just to be a ninth grader. And this kid, Michael, was getting bullied because he wore the same clothes to school almost every day, and the students would mock him for it. One, for that, and two, again, you're doing that and you're in ninth grade. It's just a tough place to be. So he was in third period one day, and they got a knock on the door, and two of the football players came up to him, Christopher Graham and Antoine Garrett, and said, hey, we know you're getting bullied, so we wanted to hook you up. They gave him shirts, shoes, and even more. And so they went through their closet and grabbed, like, cool stuff to them so they could give it to the ninth grader so he wouldn't get picked on anymore.
Oh, love that.
And one of the guys even said, hey, listen, I was part of the bullying at first. I hate that I did that, and when I saw that you were sad, I wanted to help you out and apologize. Isn't that awesome?
Mm-hmm.
And these two football players, they hope to inspire others to help those in need as well. So, thought that was just a great story, and that's what this whole thing's about right here.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. A few guys go out to a bar, they have too much to drink, and they get separated. One guy's like, I don't know where to go, I don't know where our hotel is, my phone's dead, so I'm just gonna take a nap. So he climbs inside a dumpster. And around 4 a.m., he wakes up to the trash truck, dumping him into the trash truck. And he starts screaming, help, help, help. And luckily, he didn't get crushed alive. He only suffered scrapes on his back and his neck.
That happens sometimes. Like homeless people will sleep in dumpsters.
Yeah.
And they won't be able to yell out. I know. That guy, have you ever been that drunk where you would get into a dumpster and sleep?
I never slept in a dumpster. I slept in a construction zone on the side of the road where they have those, like, you know, those big cylinder things they put under the ground. They're like concrete, and they're, you see them sometimes working on the, I slept in one of those.
Why?
Wow.
Because I was on spring break in South Padre Island, Texas, and I couldn't get back into the hotel, and I was inebriated, and I was just like, I've had enough, and I just laid down and went to sleep, and I woke up, and rush hour traffic, everybody going to work, just driving by.
Wow. That's crazy.
That's crazy. All right, there you go.
I mean, bad way to get trashed. I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Apparently, Tom Brady has never eaten a strawberry. Pretty odd, huh?
Wow, yeah.
The whole story was about how strict his daily eating habits are.
But I mean, not even when he was little did he eat a strawberry.
And then it went into it that he's never had a strawberry. He doesn't like the smell. He said his aunt would always bring these humongous trays of strawberries and they'd stink up the refrigerator. So he never wanted them then. He especially doesn't want one now, and he does not eat strawberries.
Wow.
Even though he eats mostly just plants.
Yeah.
You know? I wonder, what have you not ever had to eat
or
drink?
I was just trying to think of that. Like, if there's anything I've never, a common thing. Like, I hate olives, but one has ended up in my mouth.
Yeah.
Not because I wanted it, but like on a pizza and it's hidden.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I feel like I've eaten everything.
I've never had beer.
Okay.
Or alcohol for that matter. So if people go, what's something? I mean, most people have had a beer.
Yep.
I haven't had a beer, so that would be mine. Anyone else never had something?
I've never had a cucumber. I always just think they look weird, and I don't know that they don't smell like they taste good, so I'm out.
They don't taste good, but they don't taste bad.
They really don't taste like anything.
There's just, you know what I mean? There's a slight taste to it. I would describe the cucumber taste as being slightly cucumbery.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
There's just not a lot to a cucumber taste-wise. It's like lettuce. If someone said, what's lettuce taste like?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It tastes like it looks like a plant.
Like spinach to me has like no taste at all whatsoever.
Oh, spinach to me has taste.
Really?
Yeah.
Kale to me has taste, but
even stronger kale.
Like grass.
But yeah, like I can feel the taste of spinach.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
It's funny that you can't.
No, I can't.
Anyone else never had anything? Morgan, number two, anything you've never had to eat?
Yeah, I've never had a steak before.
Oh, you're missing out.
I mean, I haven't eaten meat since I've been 8 years old. So really the only meat I had was like chicken or a hamburger. I never had a steak.
That's wild.
That's interesting.
Like you've had beef when you were very, very young.
Mm-hmm. But I don't really remember it or anything. I remember chicken, but I just don't really remember.
And what do you remember about chicken?
just that it was like in my Happy Meals, the nuggets.
Mm-hmm.
And it came with the toys. That's about all I remember.
And you stopped eating meat because?
My sister told me where it came from. So I just kind of chucked my hamburger out the window and
never again.
Never again.
What would it take to get you to eat a steak?
Oh, I couldn't. Like I would vomit upon the first time of eating it.
Yeah. But okay. But I'm saying like how much money to actually get you to take like a bite of steak?
Do it.
50, oh wow, 50, yeah.
$50.
You could get paid.
Oh gosh, no. Like $300 at least.
Three?
Go
for a bite of steak?
Yeah. It grosses me out.
This
so
is
bad.
About to happen.
No, it's not. I would have wanted to do something against her.
Her beliefs.
Her beliefs,
yes,
anyway.
I know.
But I just wonder if somebody came up to you with a steak and said, here's a steak and $300, one bite. Would you take that bite?
I would attempt it. It would be brutal, though. It would not be a pretty event happening there.
Anyone else?
I've never had lobster.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. No. I mean,
I'm not a big lobster fan.
I've always seen it on a menu, and I'm always just like, oh, I should try that someday, but I never do.
Yeah.
Is it good? I've had crab legs. Is that kind of the same thing?
Ish.
Same texture,
I don't really like
maybe?
The texture of lobster, but and lobster's expensive, and it's just not that good to be that expensive.
Yeah. I feel like you have to like dip it in a bunch of butter for it to be amazing, and then it's.
I feel like you dip it in a bunch of butter to be okay.
Right.
Huh.
And maybe I've never had good lobster, but red lobster back in the day, we go once a year. Like my family growing up, we went to one dinner once a year at Red Lobster. It was the biggest deal for us, and I never had lobster though. The biscuits were good, and I would get like shrimp, a Red Lobster.
I didn't realize that that tank of lobsters when you enter, that's where they get the lobster from.
Pick it out.
Rest in peace.
I thought they were like this little decoration.
Raymundo, our guy running the board, anything you've never had?
Olives.
Never?
Never.
You name your un-Olivers, huh?
Well, not even by accident.
No, I've never. They've been on pizza before, but never eaten that pizza, yeah.
Okay. Golly, now I'm sitting here like, there has to be something I've never eaten.
I mean, most people have had most things. That's why they're common. But I just saw Tom Brady had never eaten a strawberry.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here are the biggest songs in country music right now. At number 3, Chris Lane, I Don't Know About You.
What's your name? What's your sign? What's your birthday? What's your wrist tattoo?
This song comes on the radio, and every time I start going, this is a good song, I'm like, who sings this? I like Chris a lot. I like this song a lot. But I feel like he's in that spot right now where all these dudes sound the same. It's such a good song, and I really like him. But I just can never differentiate a lot of these songs, a lot of these male artists. Do you have that problem or no?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes, for sure.
It's like there are 17 male artists, and they all kind of have the same vibe. And you got to go, okay, let me match up because I should know this. But that's a good song.
So good.
Yeah. What's your name? Where's you from? What's your name again?
Yeah, that's good.
I forgot your name. It's your name. That's a good one. It's a good one. Your number 2 song is Dierks Bentley, Living. Some days you're living. And the number 1 song for a second week in a row is Luke Bryan, Knockin' Boots.
Sweet tea needs that sugar stirring. Small town nights need both ends burning. Shades need drawing. Hearts need falling.
What do you think the top pop song is right now? Because your kids are listening to the pop.
Oh, man. I have it in my head right now. I heard it like just yesterday. It's got to be that one.
Go ahead.
Now I can't even sing it back to you, though. But it's been...
You're throwing your hand at me like I should know what you're thinking. I don't.
I know. I feel like when I do that to you, you'll just read my mind.
Well, I know what the answer is, though.
Can you sing it to me? A little hint.
Meh.
There you go.
She kind of like... it's like that beat, and it's like she's like... It's like techno-y, but then not... That song, you know what I'm describing.
Okay, will you be honest and say if you were thinking of it?
I swear, if you give me one more hint, I bet I could really get it.
You all sound like children right now. Like babies.
It's like okay, that, but she's like, doom, doom, doom.
I don't know.
And then she goes,
Lizzo? Are you thinking of Lizzo?
No, it's not Lizzo. Oh. It's a beat. It's like a really good beat.
I don't think you know this song, though. It's not what song you're thinking, but I don't think you have the number 1 song.
Well, we're going to need to play the song I'm thinking.
The number 1 song is, when they call me señorita.
Oh.
That wasn't it, Amy, was
That's
it?
Not it.
This, but it is the number 1 song.
Yes, yep. And I do know this one.
But what are you thinking?
The other one. It's like really
Billie Eilish.
Here's a bad guy, super
duper
dying.
That's it.
Yeah, Billie Eilish.
Yeah.
Okay.
With the beat.
Somehow Mike D knew what you were saying.
Yeah, weird.
Thank you.
And your back is to him. Like nothing. He should not know anything what you're saying there, and he still got it. Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
James Dupre.
How you doing, James?
Doing great, man. How are you?
I'm real good. You know, we were talking about you last week because we heard about this Randy Travis tour where Randy can't sing anymore, so he picked you to go out and sing the songs out on tour with him.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Well, it's so cool in a lot of ways. I mean, how do you grow up listening to country music and not be a huge Randy Travis fan?
Absolutely.
Which I am too, which I thought it was so cool. But then I thought, well, let me hear this guy sing a little bit, because that's pretty interesting that you're singing the songs. Is it because your voice sounds like Randy?
Well, I mean, I've been told that I have a similar tone or whatever, but I'm not going to try to go and sound like him, you know what I mean? Because I don't think that's possible. But I guess I have a similar range.
And so you kind of popped on The Voice. Is that true?
That's right.
So back in 2015, you hop on The Voice. And who got you to try out for that show?
It was just an idea a friend of mine had. I was kind of at a crossroads in my career. I didn't really know what step to take next. And they said, hey, you know, the Voice is auditioning for the new season. Why don't you try it out? And I was like, why not? You know, and so I went up to Chicago and auditioned. And it worked out. I'm glad I did.
How many chairs turned around for you?
All 4.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool. Did they turn around quick? Or did you get nervous?
Oh, I was super nervous. Yeah. It was kind of an overwhelming experience. But the first 3 coaches turned around almost right away, and Blake was the last to turn around right at the end.
So what team did you hop on?
Adam.
Oh, you did?
Team Adam, yep.
Huh.
That's usually what people say.
And how far did you go in the season?
Halfway through, like the third round, the knockout round, I got knocked out.
Yeah. So what happens when you leave that show?
Well, I mean, I came back here to Nashville, and I knew that, you know, I had to kind of hit the ground running, and I had already had like half of an album done before that. So I just finished up the album and put it out shortly after.
Say your name for me. Is it James Dupre?
Yep, is that James Dupre.
Do people call you James Dupre, though?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
All right, so Randy Travis, he picked James here, and it's going to be the Music of Randy Travis 2019 tour. He'll perform 16 of Randy's number one hits with Randy's original band, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And Randy will appear at each event. And so what I said was, well, if he can play all the hits, let me just call some out. You good with that?
We'll yeah, do like
verse,
absolutely.
Verse and chorus of some of these. So let's do Digging Up Bones first, because when I think, I mean, that's the one that comes to my mind first when I think about Randy Travis.
Absolutely.
You good with that one?
Absolutely. Let's
and,
do it.
By the way, you're going to do these full songs in the concert, right?
Yes.
Okay, for here, because we're going to get a bunch of them in, you're going to do verse and chorus.
Yep. That's
all right, great. Here he is. James Dupre, everybody. Let's do Digging Up Bones. Hey, guys, so because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore. But you can go to BobbyBones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to BobbyBones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now, and thank you for listening to the show, and sorry about all the legal stuff. Mr. Bobby Bones. You got a little pressure on you with his original band. Do you feel it? Like, oh, boy. Like, they used to play with Randy.
Yeah, well, it's pressure from everything, you know. I mean, Randy has a lot of hardcore fans, and to step into that role, I guess, is pretty daunting. But, you know, I'm just going to have fun with it, you know. I mean, that's the best I can do.
That's pretty cool. James Dupre is here, and he's going out on the Randy Travis tour. Indianapolis, Evansville, Indiana, Macon, Georgia, Augusta, Georgia, Knoxville, North Little Rock, Nashville. You're doing it all. How about... song number two. Let me think. On the other hand. How you feel about that one?
On the other hand, yeah, let's do it.
Did you know all these songs already?
Well, I mean, there's a few of the number ones that I've been working on that I really didn't know as well as the obvious ones. But yeah, I've just been practicing singing along to the karaoke tracks.
Yeah.
It's been pretty fun.
That's cool. All right, on the other hand, James Dupre is here. Hey, I'm hearing, by the way, they're telling me in my ear you're about to have a baby.
Yeah, any day now. My wife's actually here in the building, and she, any day. She could actually go into labor here while we're here.
Oh, bring wow. her in if yeah. it happens.
I've always wanted that.
Oh, there she is right there.
Yeah.
Wow, she's smiling.
Oh, so yeah.
She's over 9 months pregnant?
Next week is when she's due, but yeah.
Pretty pumped?
Man, I'm excited.
First
baby,
kid?
Baby girl.
First kid?
No, this is her first kid. This is my fifth. Yeah, I have four boys.
Wow.
From my first marriage, yeah. That's right.
You can have five kids. No wonder you need to get on the road.
Man, first girl, so it's a whole new world.
Hey, look at this. Okay, how about, let's do Three Wooden Crosses. You feel good with that one?
Yeah.
By the way, you're hearing James Dupre, who is, he'll be singing all these songs on the Music of Randy Travis tour. He'll do 16 of Randy's number one hits with Randy's original band. Randy will be at every event. How'd you meet Randy Travis?
We met in 2013 on the set of a movie called The Price. It's an independent film, really, really cool. He played as a fictional country music superstar, and I played as his character's son. And we met first day on the set, and, you know, he's also an accomplished actor as well as an amazing singer. And, you know, I was really nervous to meet him, and he came on and whipped out his guitar, and he said, "Hey, let me show you this song I just wrote." And I was just like, "Is this really happening right now?" You know, and he showed me the ropes on the set and everything, and it was a really great time, and it was right shortly before he had his stroke, actually. Yeah.
And now you're out singing the song. It's crazy how that works, huh?
It's wild.
Do you
man.
Think you were good when the first time you sang in front of him? Or was he like, sing in front of me? Did he do that to you? He's like,
yeah. Well, we there was some singing in the movie, so yeah.
Nice.
I mean,
you don't have to like force it on him, but he can still see it.
Yeah, exactly. No, he had a lot of nice things to say.
That's cool. How about let's do one more on this one? Let's do. We got to do Forever and Ever, Amen, right, Amy?
Oh, for sure. Okay. That's my jam.
All right, let's do that one. So go out to the show. Hey, what's a ticket link? I don't have a website. How do they get tickets?
You know? Well, they're on Ticketmaster, I think, for the most part.
Yeah.
And if you go to, well, Randy's website has the links, and so does my website, jamesdupre.com. And you can just search up the individual venues as well. Like the Ryman, for example, you can get it on the Ryman website.
So Indy, Evansville, Macon, Georgia, Gulfport, Mississippi, Augusta, Spartanburg, South Carolina, Knoxville, North Little Rock, Nashville, Atlanta, Minneapolis, and Green Bay. go see this show. Pretty good, man.
It's going to be fun.
Like with your music, you have a single out now. It's called Another Love Song, right?
Correct.
Is that any good or no? tell me good or no.
Yeah, man, I like it. Yeah, it's a good song.
You want to play us a little bit of that one? Can you give us a little verse and chorus of
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I'd love to.
We're switching the guitar over right now. All right, here he is. James Dupre. What's this song about?
So it's about the feeling that, you know, when you go through a breakup and you're upset and you turn on the radio and you hear nothing but love songs, and it's basically like that feeling that you don't want to hear another love song. Mm, so
interesting.
Yeah.
All right, I'm ready to see what I think. Let me see if I turn my chair around. All right. Nice, James yeah. Dupre. I couldn't turn my chair around to turn it around because my ears are tethered to me to the room, but I would have turned around for that.
It's okay. I pictured it in my head.
Thank you very much. Yeah. All right, James Dupre, good to see you, buddy.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So this list came out that listed things people do every day that annoy other people. And I thought we should go over them to make sure that we're not doing them and anyone listening.
Well, let me see if I'm doing them. So give me the first one.
Not returning your shopping cart when you take it out.
Oh, I take it. I used to have to gather carts, though. So I think I have a affinity for people who have to also gather carts, try to take care of your own.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, okay. But everybody do that.
Yeah.
I think I wrote about my first book, like you can judge someone by if they take their cart back to the...
By that alone?
And the first level is you can take it back to the place in the parking lot, but if you really want to help out, you take it back in the store.
Oh, wow. That's a lot.
Because then that person has to roll the cart all the way back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else?
Parking too close to the line in a parking lot. Like if you're pulling in the spot.
I'm not a very good parker. I'll be honest with you. If I'm in, I'm good. But and sometimes I'll get out and look and I'll bend over and look at the back of my car. And even if my tire's on the line.
You leave it on the line?
Yeah, because I'm just not going to do much better. I know my strengths and weaknesses.
Okay.
I do make sure I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't go over the line, but I'm not a very good parker.
Replying all to a mass email.
I don't do that.
Yeah.
And I just don't reply all to any emails.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm just going to not reply to any emails ever again. I'm done. I'm done with all that replying.
You're done with email?
Yeah, I'm done.
Note to
self. Text only.
Okay.
Yeah, what else?
Putting something back on the wrong shelf at the grocery store. Like you grab it and then you decide you don't want it. So you just throw it back on a random shelf. That's annoying.
I had to stock shelves. That is annoying. I'm probably a little closer to that than you are because I had to be the one to walk through at the end of the night. And you go through at the end of the night and make sure, because when you reopen the store, if it's not a 24-hour store, and make sure that everything's set up for the next day or even the next shift. What else?
Talking at the movies.
Never. Never do I do that. Oh, my goodness. And it's the only time I want to fight people in my life, when people talk at the movies.
Yeah.
Like,
even a whisper?
I don't mind a whisper.
Okay.
Because a whisper's not a talk. And as long as the whisper's not super loud, of course you're going to reach over in someone's ear and be like, hey, what happened a minute ago?
Right.
That's okay. But if you're like, no, yo, wait, no. Or you have your phone open and it's a bright light. Oh, man. All right, what else?
Okay, so I was looking at dog care because, Bobby, we both have dogs. And sometimes I have to leave my dog crated up for a while. And I know you have the same thing. And I saw that some people, they leave their dogs crated up at home for 8 to 10 hours.
They leave them crated up that long?
Crated up or just like stuck at home where they can't get out to get any exercise or run around or go to the bathroom. So.
Well, crated up's a lot different.
Okay.
I'll leave my dog at home for 6 hours.
Roaming.
But he's in his own room.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, they just say that you're shortening your dog's life if they have to sit around for 8 to 10 hours without being able to run around and do the things that they need to do, get let out. So if you can go home during lunch or you have someone that go check on your dog or something, because I get it, most people have to work 8-9 hour days, try to go home and let your dog out at some point. If you can.
I mean, we as humans should also be standing up to stretch every 30 minutes or so.
Oh, yeah, we should.
We're our own dogs. We're keeping ourselves locked in. Yeah.
I know. What if else? You're sitting for 8 to 10 hours a day, yes, make sure that you stretch. So if you had to flee your house with like 10 minutes to spare, like you knew something was happening, a fire or whatnot,
mm-hmm.
like I have the top items that most people would grab, and then I'm curious what you would grab.
Well, I want to say first because I don't want to steal any of the answers. My dog.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
Is that not on the list?
Well, some people may not have dogs.
True.
My kids.
Yeah. Well, my dog wouldn't know the difference, so I'd probably grab him. He's yes. still small.
Yes.
My laptop and or phone, because wow. they cost so much.
And there's so much on there, like work.
Yeah, but cloud puts it all back.
Oh, true.
But I would grab my laptop or phone, and then easily, my mirror ball.
Oh, good one.
Is that on there for people? They're Dancing with the Stars championship?
No. There's only like 18 people with the mirror ball.
Oh, okay. No, 27.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
There's 27 of us.
You won the 27th season?
Season 27 of
Dancing
with the Stars.
I guess it's American Idol that's 18 or 17.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. What are people getting?
Well, the number one thing is laptop. Yep. That's what people are grabbing. Other people are grabbing their passport, their checkbook, their three pairs of sneakers that are their favorite, a small grooming pack. I have no idea what that's about.
They're grabbing their Dollar Shave Club before they run out.
Interesting.
Yeah.
There's a fire. I got to get my executive razor.
And then socks, underwear, and t-shirts. And I'm like, whoa, where are the sentimental people that are, what about... I don't know.
Socks. Like you know stuff. If you're grabbing socks. You just, it's like when planes go down and they say, don't grab your overhead. If we land in water or we have to like make an emergency landing and go and we land and like just get off the plane, I'm grabbing my crap.
Just clothes though, right?
If it's not, my overhead.
Okay.
If it's not going to keep me from moving fast, I'm grabbing it. Now, if it's a plane crash,
right,
and we're fighting for ourselves, I'm going. But if it's like... just go down the slide. You guys see me sliding down that big old slide with my arms wrapped around my carry-on. Sure. All right. Is that it, Amy?
Yeah, Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh! It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Maureen Cornfield has set a new world record. Oh, you don't know Maureen? You might recognize the name Mighty Mo. She's a 97-year-old swimmer, and she set another world record with her 14th world championship.
Wow, she's 97. How long is she swimming?
We're just talking like one lap, but she sets records. She wins all these medals, and she has the world record for 14 world championships at 97 years old.
Amy, didn't you have an uncle or something that was playing tennis at like 100?
Ben's grandpa played tennis till 95. Ish. Yeah, and he would canoed and golfed, or he would walk the golf course. It turned into that, but he was still active.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He lived in Hot Springs.
Hot Springs, Arkansas.
Yeah.
You always say things funny. It's funny you're...
Hot Springs. Yeah. It's Hot Springs.
It's like Taco Bell. When I say Taco Bell, you say...
Taco Bell.
Yeah.
I don't hear that I'm saying it funny.
Or that show that comes on the night after Friday nights that's live.
Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, you go, Night Live. Like, why Saturday does Night Live go
on? In
Hot
Springs.
I go Saturday Night.
You're not, Hot Springs.
Hot Springs.
Okay.
Like, okay. I lived really close to Hot Springs growing up. You're not wrong.
Hillary was saying I said Gwen Stefani weird.
How do you say it?
Stefani.
That's okay.
Okay, good. Whew.
Hey, Raymundo, are you taking like a diction class, by the way? What are you doing?
What are you talking about?
Are you taking some sort of... Is it him who's taking the class to say things right?
Oh, well, in college, I did a phonetics class.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah,
do you correct people all the time?
All the time, because I know the phonetic alphabet. So there's like different letters for the A and all that. So I know any of these. These sounds are all normal to me.
Go ahead.
Ah.
Uh-huh.
A. Those are the two. Yeah. And then... T and then T. Everything has at least one or two phonetics.
What's B?
It's just a B. It's like some of them are just the letter.
Okay, C.
C is S.
Yeah.
C can be C or K.
C or K. He said S.
He said S,
I'm
not
confused.
C. I don't know. I never took a class.
Shout out to Mighty Mo. What's her name?
Mighty Mo. And guys, if you have not started, she didn't start her career until 65, and now she's in the International Swimming Hall of Fame. So
wow.
Mighty Mo, props to you.
Brooks and Dunn didn't meet till Ronnie Dunn was 40.
Crazy.
Yeah. So you can get started anytime. I'm probably going to start my own country duo when I turn 40, because they did.
Don't you have one with
Eddie?
Yeah,
we already have one.
Oh, yeah.
I got awkward.
And we weren't 40.
That's true. All right, thank you very much.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Right, over to Amy with the Morning Corny. Here we go.
The Morning Corny.
What test does a criminal parrot hate?
What test does a criminal parrot hate?
A polygraph.
Polygraph. Yeah. That's pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah. She's back, folks. Like we said, she's here. She's here to stay. All right,
okay,
there we go.
Okay.
That was the Morning Corny.
Yes, Bobby Bones.
On the phone now is Savannah in Nashville. Hey, Savannah, thank you for calling the show. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you doing?
Real good. I'm reading that you've been listening for a long time. How old are you?
Yes, I'm 23, so I just started NBA school at Vanderbilt, actually. So okay. I'm a born and raised Austinite and just moved to Nashville and loving it so far.
Okay, well, since you are a longtime listener, we're going to let you play a game and try to win some cash. Do you need cash?
Okay, here we go. I am a student, so I will take it.
Do you need $100 in cold, hard, untaxable cash? Oh, I don't know. Maybe you do your own deal with that. But you need $100 in cash?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so we have this game that we stole from one of our radio stations. And it's called the Big $100 Minute. Actually, they do in Chicago the Big $1,000 Minute, but I got to pay for it on my own money. So we ain't doing $1,000.
Yeah.
Okay. So you get your choice of categories. You can answer questions on the Bobby Bone Show, which, by the way, that scares me for her if she's been listening for that long. Because she may know all of these.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Or what are my other options? Or just Bobby Bone?
Oh, or history.
Let's go Bobby Bone Show and see how I can do.
Okay, now you've been listening for how long?
So, I remember when I was a kid back in the days when you were on a different channel. And then I remember when my friends, when y'all moved to Nashville, like my friends skipped high school to come say goodbye to you. Like my mom wouldn't let me, but I just remember like that old where they came and staked out outside of your studio to come say bye. So
love that.
The first time I listened, the first like whole time through, I was getting an MRI in like seventh grade, and I got to listen to the whole show.
Okay. So it's been a minute. She's been with us for a while. Mm-hmm. Okay. You have 60 seconds. If we can get 60 seconds on the clock, please. Now, what'll happen is in this category of the Bobby Bone Show, as soon as the end of the first question hits, you're up. Now, if you want to pass, just pass. We'll come back to it. Okay.
Okay.
10 questions. Ready.
Ready.
Question number one. At what restaurant did Amy and I meet?
Oh, shoot. I don't pass.
What is the name of my last book?
Pass.
Where was Lunchbox working when I met him?
I picked the wrong category. Pass.
What is one of Amy's two kids' names?
Pass.
Big fan here, folks.
I'm
so sorry.
What is who is the country star I dated? I didn't write the questions.
Oh, Lindsay L.
Good. What's my favorite John Mayer song?
I should have done history. Pass.
I named my dog after a character from what TV show?
Family. The Office.
Correct. What fake name does Lunchbox always go by?
Pass.
How much is this worth now?
$1,000,000.
Wow.
Okay, you didn't do very well.
I know. I'm so sorry.
Let's walk through with no timer. Ready? What restaurant did Amy and I meet? Like, what do you know about that?
I just remember that you were sitting alone, and she walked up to you because you were sitting alone and said hi.
That's true.
And we talked about that like a week ago.
It was at a Culver's in North Boston. Is that table dedicated to us now?
Andrew said they're going to, but we didn't.
We need to go for the ceremony.
Only if we go for a ceremony, put the plaque up.
All right, Culver's is where Amy and I met.
Yeah.
The name of my second book, my last book, is called Fail Until You Don't. You almost got that, but you failed.
Yeah.
But keep on failing.
Fail until
eventually
you'll
get it.
That's right.
Lunchbox was working at Jason's Deli whenever we met.
That's right. I was the number two delivery driver.
We asked you what were Amy's two kids' names, and you had no answer. Do you know now, thinking back, can you think of it, either one of Amy's kids?
No.
Okay.
So I know once you say them, I'm going to know them, but I don't right now.
Wilbur?
Wilbur.
Yep. And Noxzema?
Noxzema, yeah.
Does that sound familiar?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
That's cool.
I'm so sorry for failing this so hard.
She knew Stanley.
I was like, I've listened to y'all forever.
Amy's two kids are really named Stevenson and Stashira.
Okay, I was about to say, I was like, Wilbur.
No, we got what you said.
That sounds familiar.
I was like, got her. No way, it's Wilbur.
You were like, yeah, that's familiar. That's familiar.
Isn't that a face wash or something?
The last girl I dated, Lindsay L., correct. My favorite John Mayer song is...
Stop this train.
Oh. Stop this train. I wanna get off and go home again. That one. I named my dog from a character from The Office. His name is Stanley. Lunchbox's fake name he goes by for prank calls and other things is, do you have any idea?
No.
It's a Jason Gibble.
That's right. Shout out.
That makes sense with the Jason.
Mm-hmm. I have two other questions here. In what year was I inducted into the National Radio Hall of Fame? What would you guess on that one?
It was last year, wasn't it?
2017. You'd have missed that
2017.
One. Right? And what is Amy's husband's name?
I don't know, but I know he's in the military.
Wilbur. That's where the name came from.
Awesome. Well, I'm so sorry for failing so bad at that game. I swear.
But Wilbur sounds right for her husband's name, right? Like, that one sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Mm-hmm. It's actually Ben.
God, you are so mean, dude.
I'm just going with it.
Yeah,
it's great.
You are.
We gotta find you. You need a dog named Wilbur. Something.
Well, listen, I do thank you for listening. You didn't get very many right. But
nope, that's okay.
That, okay.
Good luck at Vanderbilt.
Yeah. Hope the class. Hope you have to take a test on us.
She won't. She won't. Don't worry.
All right. Hey, thank you. Have a great day. Bye, Savannah.
Thanks, y'all too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
The Bobby Bones Show. Let's play the game. Is Amy a bad mom?
Now, I like this game. Let's
fun,
go.
Fun game.
I didn't come up with a game. Amy came up with a game.
I know, because it's like serious question.
Everybody, welcome to the game show we all love. Is Amy a bad mom? Hey! Our one contestant today, Amy. Welcome to the show, Amy.
Hi, happy to be here.
Thank you very much. What is your reason that you may be a bad mom?
So my daughter needed cough medicine to sleep, and the little plastic cup that we normally give it to her in was missing. I don't know where it went. Guess it got thrown away. So I needed something to measure real quick, and I busted out a shot glass.
Nice.
And gave her her cough syrup in a shot glass, and something just felt so wrong about it when she was throwing it back. So I was like, does this make me a bad mom?
Let's go around the room here. Let's go to our first panelist on Is Amy a Bad Mom? Lunchbox.
Man, it's teaching her to drink at a young age because, I mean, she's going to see that and be like, that's what my mom used to give me cough medicine out of, and it kind of encourages. So I would say just give it out of a Dixie cup. I mean, a regular cup, and it may take longer to get to the mouth, but I think it's a bad move to give it out of a shot glass.
Wow,
so you're
lunchbox?
Saying one vote?
Bad mom.
Bad mom.
Yeah. One vote.
Wow. One vote's in.
Sorry, Amy. You're giving your daughter shots.
She's going to be in therapy years later. She's like, I'm just drawn to shot glasses. Ever since my mom gave me my Vicks.
It's the only way I can sleep.
Yes. Is Amy a bad mom? Eddie.
Look, I'm a parent, too. When you're a parent, you just grab what you can to get the job done. In this case, all she found was a shot glass. It's not bad. You just do what you got to do.
So Amy is?
A good mom.
A good mom. Yeah. Wow, a good mom. Wow, we're 1-1 right now. Let's go to our 25-year-old head of digital, Morgan number 2.
I don't think there is anything wrong with what happened. I would not think of anything of it if my mom did that to me, and it would not change what had happened in my life later. So I think you're a great mom.
He's good. We got another vote for great mom. Does it matter that on the glass
it said some beach?
Oh, no.
I thought about that. What do you think it said on the glass?
Well, it could have said anything. It could have said, what's Jim Beam?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Raymundo?
I'm going to go with that's fine. Who cares? It's a kid. They don't know. She's not going to tell people at school she did it. She'll forget about it. It's not going anywhere.
She doesn't really know. I mean, and to be fair, it was this cute little shot glass my friend gave me that is shaped like a bikini.
Oh my God.
Spring breaker,
oh,
right?
Wow. Okay. Wow.
Raymundo, you just heard this. And you're changing your mind now.
I'm saying good mom. It's fine.
Good mom. No, yeah. Good mom. Yeah. I'm also going to go with good mom because you gave your kid medicine. You got to do what you got to do.
Right.
You have an 80% score on Is Amy a Bad Mom or Good Mom? You are a
good mom.
Yay! Welcome to another weekend. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next week on Is Amy a Good Mom or Bad Mom. Bye, everybody.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
Okay, got to recognize this couple, Jonathan and Cindy Strawbridge in York, Pennsylvania, because they thought about the moms and dads out there, the new ones, that maybe didn't get a baby shower thrown for them. And most people I know, they have somebody that's going to throw them a baby shower. But yeah, there's a lot of moms and dads that don't have that. And they've got a kid. They know how expensive diapers and baby clothes are. So they put together 150 gift baskets. And then they passed them out to new moms and dads who are struggling or didn't have a baby shower. And they called it a community baby shower. Mm. And filled it up with the essentials. And then Cindy, she also attached a note to each basket that said to the mom, you matter, you are loved, and so is your child.
That's pretty cool. That is good. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
You want to hear a funny story?
Yeah.
So apparently Morgan number two wanted to try out for American Idol back in the day. Is that true?
Yeah, it is.
And then what happened?
My mom shut down my dreams. It was a full-out fight that we had.
How old were you when this happened?
I think I was 12. And I basically brought the papers to get her to sign off on it. And she was like, look, we got to have a conversation. You're not very good.
Try out for American Idol at 12.
Yeah, you could sign, or you could go at any age. Or maybe I was 16.
Yeah, it had to be 16.
But I still had to have my parents' signature to do it. I couldn't do it by myself. So I went and like asked for her signature, and she basically was just like, look, I really don't want you to go on and get embarrassed and
She thought you might be one of the bad ones?
Yes. Because at the time, they were airing the bad auditions. and she was like, that's what's probably going to happen. And I was like, no, it's not. I'm so good at this. Like, I can do this. And yeah.
Did you sing in school?
Yeah, I was in choir, and I, you know, she was like, we put you through singing lessons and we tried everything, but it's just really not working for you.
Did you think you were a good singer in school?
I did.
As compared to the other kids?
Yeah, and I even had like solos in some of like the music choirs and things. So I thought I was pretty good.
And you thought you moved to Nashville, part of your, even though you wouldn't admit it fully, part of your dream was to be a singer.
Yeah, well, when I was younger.
But still,
I had always wanted to move to Nashville.
But even when you're
an
adult, a little bit, you hope that like you'd be discovered maybe doing something in singing.
Oh, no. My mom full on squashed any confidence of me having to be a singer.
What did she say?
She basically finally came to the conclusion after like a 4-hour long fight of me like slamming myself in my room and bawling, telling my dad that I like hated her.
Wow, I got that bad?
Oh, so bad. She literally crushed my dream. I was 16 years old and that was my dream. And she was just like, I love you so much, but this is not what you are meant to do. Like, you have something else that is meant to happen in your life, and this is not it. It was so terrible.
Oh, yeah. I can't even imagine.
Did you ever think you were good at anything?
I mean, I thought I could sing. And my mom would let me and my sister sing at church. And the people at our church would let us sing. And we were not good.
Yeah, but churches just make a joyful noise.
Right. But I mean, I also sang other places too. I sang in talent shows.
Did you ever win?
No. I don't think it was a competition. But yeah, I mean, I thought I could sing. I thought I could dance. I could not dance at all. Luckily, my freshman year of high school, I realized and I quit drill team because I kept ending up on the back row. You know, like there's rows, and I would always be put in the back. And I was like, how do I even make the team? So I don't know, stuff like that. I mean, but my mom always let me live it out. But Stashira, sometimes she says she wants to be a singer, but she doesn't really sing. She also says she wants to be an actress, but she also wants to be a doctor. And I just kind of keep all those dreams alive. Like, yeah, you can do all of those, whatever you want to do. But
can you imagine shutting down your daughter? Like,
no, that's what I'm saying. Like, it would be hard for me if Stashira really was trying to pursue singing. She said she now wants to take some acting lessons, but for plays, not necessarily TV, maybe Broadway-ish type things. So, yeah, I mean, we'll have to see how that goes. Because if that opens doors to her thinking she can sing and then we see how she sounds, if it's really bad, I don't know what to tell her.
And you and your mom repaired that relationship pretty quickly?
Oh, yeah. I mean, later on. Now I look back and I'm very thankful for that moment because clearly that was not in the cards for me. It had started, though, because I won a talent competition.
Are you kidding?
I sang Red High Heels by Kelly Pickler, and I won.
Is that song she sang in here on the show?
No.
No.
Oh.
She sang Shania Twain.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Dixie Chicks.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
It probably sounded like Shania Twain.
Wait, but how did you win? Was there other people?
I guess I probably wasn't.
Wow, Amy.
It's
all
right.
No,
I didn't.
I feel you. I feel you. We were the same. We both thought we could sing as kids, but how did you win?
I do think I was a better singer before I had like hit puberty or whatever. Like I could actually sing a little bit better. And then when I started to develop, it just wasn't there.
We have a clip of Morgan number two singing.
Can we not play that back?
Yeah, yes, we have
yes,
it.
Yes, yes, yes.
For those that did gosh. Not get a chance to hear Morgan number two sing, why are you taking your headphones off?
This is probably like the most embarrassing moment of my life. So I really
put
don't
your headphones on. I'll only play a small bit.
I literally have tears in my eyes. Okay. This is an embarrassing moment for me.
Here you go. Here's Morgan number two. She had one moment to shine, and this is a clip of her singing on the Bobby Bones show. There you go. There she is. This is great.
Okay, that's so rude.
Well, oh, you went. Are you the only one in the talent competition? Bobby Bones, come on. We have a contest where you can send in your version of the General Insurance's jingle, which, by the way, the real jingle is...
For a great low rate, you can get online, go to the General, and save some time.
Yes, and you can make it however you want. And we're going to judge and have a winner, and we're going to send you to Vegas with us, actually. Eddie and I are doing a Raging Idiots show, Vegas, hotel, the whole deal. And so earlier, Lunchbox said he wanted to get in the contest. He can't get in the contest. But this is him doing death metal. Here you go.
For a great low rate, you can get online, go to the General, and save some time!
So we went back and put some music behind it. Do you want to hear it now with metal music behind it? Here you go.
For a great low rate, you can get online.
Wow, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good. If you missed Eddie's this morning, here's Eddie's.
For a great low rate, you can get online. Go to the General and save some time.
Pretty good, man.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah, both those are good. BobbyBones.com to get in the contest. Literally, you can pull out your phone and sing it, and we're going to pick one of them. Just be original. Play Lunches again with the metal music behind it. That's funny.
For a great low rate, you can get online. Go to the General.
That's why you need a good producer.
Yeah,
you produce the crap out of it. That's good.
Shit. Bobby Bones
Show. All right, let's play real or fake news, where I will give you a news story that happened in the last week, and you tell me if it really happened or if Mike D made it up. Okay? This is definitely a Mike D production here.
A Mike D special.
There you go. Thank you. Ready to play real or fake news, Amy?
Ready.
Here you go. A man finds his wife with another man at a restaurant that he took his mistress to. Okay? A man finds his wife with another man that he took his mistress to. So he's cheating, and him and his cheat go, and they see his wife cheating with somebody else, right?
Right.
You with me? Okay.
Following.
A 38-year-old man was busted cheating on his wife for 7 years. He had been having an affair with a woman who was 28 years old. The situation all came to a boil when he spotted his wife out with another man while at dinner at the same restaurant with his mistress. No charges were filed. There was an altercation. Real or fake news?
Man, I thought that there was about to be like a throwdown. And
there was an altercation, but there were no charges filed.
Okay. I'm going to say real?
You can't ask it. You have to either say real or
and
fake.
Be confident,
okay.
Amy.
Real.
She says real. The answer is... fake.
Oh.
Mike D got you with that writing.
Dang. Because I was like, wow, okay, that's a lot.
Lunchbox, you're up. A man finds $25,000 hidden in the pocket of a pool table that he bought on Craigslist.
Oh, wow.
A man purchased a classic sport Brighton pool table for $300. He didn't realize one of the balls was missing when he got home. He examined the pool table to see if one was still in the table. And inside, he found some stock and bond certificates along with $25,000 in cash. As of now, he's still in possession of the $25,000.
Man, as much as I want that to happen to me, and I love playing pool, every time I reach in the pocket, there is no way that pocket is big enough to fit $25,000 in cash. So I'm going to say fake news.
He says fake news.
Show me fake news.
Correct.
Woo!
Wow. Made it up.
I thought that was real.
If you said 5,000, I would have bit.
Eddie, you're up.
Come on, Bones.
A college student discovers a long-lost brother after going through the Taco Bell drive-thru.
That's so cool.
A 22-year-old college student named Kevin Gates recently went on a road trip with some college buddies. They stopped at Taco Bell outside of San Francisco. He was shocked when the guy working the drive-thru has a striking resemblance to him. His buddies were like, that dude looks like you. After talking to him, they realized they had the same birthday, were born in the same hospital, they were both adopted. A photo of the two in the Taco Bell lobby has now gone viral. Real or fake news?
Amy, you says it's pretty cool, right? I think that's pretty cool too.
It is.
I don't know if this is real, but I did see that documentary about those triplets, and this kind of happened to them, so I'm going real.
Eddie says real.
Come on.
Oh, no!
The only one to get one right, because that was fake. The only one to get one right was Lunchbox.
Yeah!
No!
There it is. Do you guys want to hear one crazy real story that happened?
Yes.
Because Mike D crushed those with all the fake ones.
How do you come up with those?
Mike D, would you like to share how you actually come up with those fake stories?
I'm a great liar.
There it is. Okay, here's a real one. A man explains to court why he made a dog poop bomb for his neighbor. A man was sentenced to probation after he explained why he made a dog poop bomb. The man told the court that his friend had borrowed his tools and didn't give them back. So he made a homemade dog poop bomb and set it off in the man's Camaro. He says he didn't mean to cause any real harm and didn't think he broke the law. And that is real news.
Wow.
That's funny.
That is real news.
That's funny.
There you go. Lunchbox, congratulations on your win. And that is real or fake news. Thank you very much.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
So what do you have, like pre-menopause?
Mm-hmm. I guess you say perimenopausal or something, but that's it's pre-menopause. So menopause, I learned, happens in most women around 51-ish. Yeah. So I'm 38. But she said premenopause can start 10 years before. So normally at 41. But I'm like pre or something. Some women, a small percentage, it can start happening at 38. And that's me. I had some weird stuff happening. So I went in and I had some, like, she made me real nervous, actually. And then she wanted to do an ultrasound, check out my uterus and my ovaries. And everything looked great, which obviously was a huge sigh of relief. And she goes, well, you know, that can only mean one thing. If your uterus and ovaries are doing just fine, this is just premenopause. Huh. Real casual.
So what does that mean, though, for you?
You start, your hormones are starting to change, and every few months or so, I'm going to have some pretty intense, like, times of the month.
What I'm wondering, is it going to affect me?
It could. Yeah. It could. My mood swings could be more intense over the next year or so as we get closer to that. But she said she could also, which I'm going to throw this out there because any listeners that might have had experience with this, because I've never done anything like, but it's like a IUD or something. I don't even know if I'm saying that right. Sounds
yeah,
like
it is.
Explosive and somewhere. Okay.
Kind of is.
Sounds like a bomb.
Yeah.
It's what you put in.
Right.
How do you know what it's called?
I dated people.
Okay. So,
you got one?
Yes. What it would do is she would insert that in my uterus and it would release progesterone, which is something that I need during this time. So I don't, but you'd have it in you for 5 years. But I don't know if that's going to also give me cancer at the same time. So I'm curious. If anybody knows, let me know.
Well, everybody's going to let you know and they're going to have different opinions. Don't ask, never ask a group of people about health. Because when I mentioned I was going to do keto diet, holy crap.
Oh.
People are like, greatest thing ever. Don't listen to other. People like to fight over what they know.
Yeah.
And everybody has a different opinion on what's happening health.
Okay. Well, I'm open to a lot of different opinions. Obviously, I'm going to talk to my doctors that I trust, but I know nothing about it. So I'm very curious. But big picture here, this is the biggest time marches on life of moment of my life. I was told I have premenopause or perimenopausal.
And how did you feel about that? Did you feel?
I feel old.
Yeah.
I mean, but it's fine. I like where I am at 38. I like myself. I like things about my life. Like, I'm fine with it. But then it's just like, oh my gosh, if I'm doing this early, what other parts of me are aging earlier?
You know, Thursday, I've got to go to the butt doctor.
Yeah. She said I need to do that too.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to that. But then I talk myself down by going, they see butts all the time.
Should we go together?
I don't want you to have to hear what's happening. Like, I injured mine.
No, I mean,
mine.
We wouldn't be able to be in there at the same time.
Oh, we can't get like a couple massage?
But
you get like a butt doctor.
We could just at least make our appointment at the same time.
I don't know where you're going. I got to go Thursday.
Okay.
To the butt doctor. And I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know.
Well, first of all, you know a little bit about what they're going to do.
I know, and that's what I don't like to think about.
I need it. But good for you for talking about it and being proactive, because I think people need to do that. And because of my mom's cancer history, I have got to do that too. And I told her, because my mom's was related to that part of the body. And even at 38, like, I got to do yeah. that, like, every year. Because
when do you go? Carpool?
Carpool. I don't know if we're going the same.
It was hard to get in, though.
Was?
Yeah, because the guy was like, or
busy?
I think it was a guy. It was booked for like a month.
Isn't that crazy?
And that makes me feel good, though, because I'm like, he's doing a month solid of butts before he gets to me.
Well, he's doing them every day.
I know, but all I think about is like right up to me. Like, I'm always embarrassed. I'm going to have to get the zzz and like.
Okay, we don't need to know
but
that.
I want to because I want to present, my
detail.
Best look.
Yeah, oh. Absolutely.
Oh. You have to put your best foot forward.
What,
or your best
have you
butt
ever
forward.
Seen a girl?
What on earth?
Butt doctor. They have a real name. Gastroenterologist.
Yes, I've only ever been to a dude. Never been to a butt doctor. I've only been to doctors that have done stuff with my butt to check me for stuff.
Oh, you've never been to an official.
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
So big day for me. Well,
wait, I thought you had a colonoscopy.
Mm-mm.
I mean, you didn't?
No.
The camera up the...
No. I did a finger because I would get... Because I have a lot of cancer in my family. But yeah, I had the finger up there a couple times.
You need the camera up there.
Well, I mean, I have my own that I...
Oh, boy.
I guess a new iPhone 18. That's what it's going to have. It's going to have its own little colonoscopy camera when the iPhone 18 comes out.
Home exams.
Yeah, just shove it up there.
Well, good luck to you.
Hey, no, good luck to you.
Listen, I was looking out for you for the hormones.
Yeah.
If that little thing I can insert for 5 years will help me...
Then get me one, too. Bobby Bones. Yeah. I appreciate everybody hanging out with us. Amy, what's going on today?
Oh, man. You know, today I have, I think, an appointment for my face to get looked at. Another, like, dermatologist appointment. And then, well, go and hang out with my dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, what about
you? Every day. Flying home.
Yeah.
So I'm going to come back because I'm playing the Opry tomorrow night, which I'm pretty excited about. It's a big St. Jude show, too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very thankful that the Opry continues. I think it's like my 10th or 11th appearance to play the Grand Ole Opry, which when you watch that documentary, you go, oh, they should never let me play the Opry.
Wow, yeah.
With the history of the Opry, like, usually it's just really good people.
Yeah.
I have a feeling one day there's going to be a documentary, like, about the Grand Ole Opry. Like, in 50 years, it'll be like the, you know, 10 million performances, and they're like, you know, and everybody was very deserving to play the Opry stage except this guy. Ba-doop! I'm dead and gone. It's got a picture of me. But we made tomorrow night's show a St. Jude show. They do it once a year. So it's me, Chris Jansen, High Valley, some other folks. But I'm pretty excited about that. So I'm coming back to do that. iHeartRadio Music Festival's Friday.
Yeah.
So I got to get in, get all my clothes. They're like, have three looks. Do you have your looks?
I do.
Got to have a look for night one, mm-hmm. a look for night two, a daytime look. All that costs money.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's it. Coming home. Can't wait to see everybody. See you guys tomorrow. Have a great day, and we'll catch you on Wednesday's Bobby Bones Show. You can go vote in the draft, our lead singer draft, bobbybones.com. Vote on the team that you think should be the best. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
Bobby Bones.